Alright, crank it up, bitches. Let's get this show on the fucking road. Hillary Clinton is the second coming of Hussein Obama, the Messiah. Now, I don't know how true this is. All I saw was the headline. It was like the title. It wasn't like the title. It was the title. It was the title of a Stefan Molyneux video. You can scream and shout with all your might. You scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan while looking for your safe space. Shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, my friends, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. How does that happen? Well, it happens because I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been on the internet doing motherfucking philosophy, commentary, opinion fucking thing since 1999. I've been my fucking website is older than some of you listening to this. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform on which I launched the cruise missile, my intellect, hometown, and destroy the motherfucking status all around the world. All around the fucking globe. 11 motherfucking years I have been podcasting. 11 fucking years. Closing in 12 years. 12 years in November. 12 years of mowing down stupid people with a 50 caliber machine gun. Go fuck yourself. Welcome to the Go Fuck Yourself podcast, where if you fucking disagree with anything I say, if I fucking hurt your motherfucking feelings, if you're looking for a safe space, if you're sensitive, if you need tolerance, diversity, and multiculturalism, if you need any of that shit, you're in the wrong motherfucking place, and you can go fuck yourself. My advice unto you is stop listening now, because it's only gonna get worse. Now, I've known nothing about this other... Oh, I am the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. In the control room over there on the other side of the glass is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's the audio engineer. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIVSOC.com on the motherfucking interwebs. And of course, the website is CYNLIVSOC.motherfucking.com. There's still no such thing as .motherfucking.com, but I think there should be. That'd be fucking great. I would buy that. Never mind. I was going to go off on something else. I buy too many domain names. Okay, so I don't know anything about this other than having seen the title of a Stefan Molyneux video. All right, hang on. Let me maybe look at this real quick before I start talking about shit that I don't know anything about. Here we go. It says, here's the title. I have not watched the video yet. DNC fraud. Bernie Sanders donors file lawsuit. It's an interview. Stefan Molyneux is interviewing somebody named Jared Beck. I don't know who Jared Beck is. It says here, documents. Oh, let me move this thing fucking closer so I can actually fucking read. Documents recently emerged showing that the Democrat National Committee opposed Bernie Sanders. Whoa, wait, you needed documents to figure that out? See, this is why democracy doesn't work. If you couldn't figure out, and by the way, let me remind you, who predicted this? Who was it? Who was it that predicted that both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders would be Ron Paul'd by their respective political parties? Who was it that predicted the Democrats would not allow Bernie Sanders to be the presidential nominee? And who was it that predicted the Republicans would not allow Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee? Oh, I think that was me. I'm pretty fucking sure it was the great one himself. What's it like? What's it for those of you who listened to me say those things and thought I was full of shit? What's it like to be a dumb fuck? For those of you who thought Bernie Sanders had a chance because you thought that democracy is a real thing. Because you thought the Democrat Party gives a fuck about what you think. What's it like to be a fucking fucktard? What's it like to be that goddamn stupid? What's it like? And the Ron Paul people, they got this, what was it, 4 years ago? Yeah, 4 years ago. They know what this is like. What's it like to spend your whole fucking life being a fucking loser piece of shit? To spend all of your life supporting the Democrat Party and voting Democrat and saying whatever the Democrats tell you to say and putting the Democrat bumper sticker of the week on your car and all this shit. And then you support Bernie Sanders. You want Bernie Sanders to be president. And for the Democrats, the Democrat Party, the DNC, to just squat down over your face while you're laying in bed and just shit right in your mouth. What's that like, you stupid fucking cunts? See, the Ron Paul supporters know, they've supported the Republicans, and yeah, they had their little anti-abortion bumper stickers, and family values, and whatever the fuck, and then they say, we want Ron Paul. And the Republican Party just squatted right down over the Ron Paul supporters and just shit right in their face. Just shit, fucking diarrhea, dude. The fucking Republican Party, like, ate a whole bunch of beans and fucking nachos and tortillas and fucking hot chili peppers, and then they drank like a gallon of X-Lax, and then they just shit all in the face of the Ron Paul supporters. And you stupid fucking Bernie supporters, you, how's your burn feeling right now with all that shit in your face from the DNC? Huh? How's that feeling? Of course, as soon as Bernie didn't get it, what does he do? He sells out. I endorse Hillary Clinton. Sell out with the DNC. Sell out to Hillary. The DNC is going to give him lots of money and everybody's going to feel the burn. Dun-dun-dun. Oh, sell out. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So what's it like? What's it like, you stupid fucking filthy, nasty, tolerant, diverse, multicultural, fucking feel the feels, fucking safe space, motherfucking democracy. What's it like? What's it like to have the shit of the DNC and Hillary Clinton right there in your fucking face? What's that like? Now, you may be saying, but great one, you said they do the same to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the presidential nominee. Yes, Donald Trump is the Republican presidential nominee. But not because the Republicans want him to be. Again, let me remind you, here in Colorado at the primary, there was a rule. The rule said you can vote for Ted Cruz or you cannot vote. I mean, the Republicans did everything they could to stop Donald Trump from becoming the nominee. Right. Donald Trump simply steamrolled over them, I think mostly for two reasons. Number one, because Donald Trump had the money to do it. I mean, if Bernie Sanders had the same amount of money in the bank Donald Trump had, Bernie Sanders might have very well steamrolled over Hillary Clinton. So first of all, Trump had the money to just fucking plow through. But then the other reason I think Trump is the nominee for the Republicans, despite the fact that the Republican Party nearly fucking killed themselves to try to prevent him from being the nominee, is because the Republican Party is simply that fucking inept. Right? I mean, the Democrats, as you know, they're evil, they're nasty, they're filthy, they're disgusting. Evolution says they should be dead. You know, I hate them. I would slit the throats of everybody who's a registered Democrat if I could do it. Okay, but the thing is, the DNC, the Democrat Party, has their shit together enough that they could prevent Bernie Sanders from getting the presidential nominee. The Republicans are so fucking pathetic, so fucking lost, so fucking inept, so fucking incompetent. I mean, they still don't get it, right? After seeing Obama with the social media, and he's young, and like Joseph Biden said, the first young, good-looking black man the Democrats have ever found, all this other shit. I mean, the Republicans got Dinesh D'Souza, or whatever you say his name, right? The hippie fucking woo-woo chakra guy who's stumping for the Republicans. He has the video about how the Democrats are racist and the party of the Ku Klux Klan was there. I mean, with everything, I mean, the Republicans learned nothing from looking at the Obama Obama campaign. What did they come up with for this fucking election? A bunch of old white guys. I mean, they learned nothing. The Republicans are fucking incapable. And I don't necessarily mean everybody who's a registered Republican. I'm talking about the Republican Party apparatus, right? At the fucking presidential, national level. Those people, they are so fucking clueless. That's the other reason Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, despite the fact that they didn't want him to be the nominee. They are just so fucking clueless and inept. The Democrats could at least stop Bernie Sanders from getting the nomination. Republicans had no clue how to Ron Paul Donald Trump, even though they managed to Ron Paul and prevent him from being the nominee. Anyhow, back to the Stephane Molyneux video, the summary here. It says, documents recently emerged showing that the Democratic National Committee opposed Bernie Sanders and actively worked against his campaign. Again, if you weren't able to figure that out on your own without some documents, then you're a fucking clueless moron. Yes, the DNC actively worked against Bernie Sanders' campaign, just like the RNC actively worked against Donald Trump's campaign. Because you see, politics, especially at the presidential level, it's all about oligarchy. That's why we have Bush presidents. That's why we're going to have two Clinton presidents, right? It's all about who you know and who you blow. Jared Beck joins Stephane Molyneux to discuss the class action lawsuit, which is... I'm trying to read this. Hey, there's a typo. Discuss the class action lawsuit, which is being led against the Democratic National Committee and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. There's your first clue. She's a fucking stupid cunt. She has a hyphenated last name. Red flags, guys. Red flags. Remember, you see a woman. Does she have short hair? Red flag. Mental insanity. Does she have piercings in her face and all that? Red flag. Tattoos? Red flag. Fucking green hair? Red flag. Hyphenated last name? Red flag. Women with hyphenated last names, stay the fuck away from them. You've been warned. I've told you. When you fucking, you know, after you've been fucked over and so, oh, she had a hyphenated last name. The great one tried to tell me, but I didn't listen. No, you didn't. You didn't fucking listen. For outright supporting Hillary Clinton's campaign instead of remaining neutral. Jared Beck practices at Beck and Lee Trial Lawyers and also founded the Progressive Grassroots Super PAC Jam PAC. I don't know what Jam Pack is. So anyhow, apparently somebody is, according to this, like I say, that right there, that's all I know about it. Not saying it's true, not saying it's, that's all I know. But okay, so somebody is bringing, and this could be a good thing. This could actually be a really good thing. Because we already have the death of the Republican Party at the presidential level now with Donald Trump. I mean, at the presidential level, Donald Trump has put the stake in the heart of the vampire that is the Republican Party. At this point, I am confident in saying there will never be another Republican president of the United States. It's over for the Republican Party at the presidential level. Which, of course, leaves the Democrats completely unopposed and unchallenged. And, I mean, easily for, you know, the next election, because it's going to take the formation of an entirely new political party to oppose the Democrats at a presidential level. We're looking at 12 years before there's a chance of a president who is not a liberal, left-wing, statist, communist, socialist, tolerant, diverse, white man-hating liberal Democrat. If this lawsuit gains any kind of traction, if it brings any kind of allegations to, how do I say this? If allegations are shown to be true with actual evidence. Understand, for the most part, people who vote Democrat aren't going to give a shit because they're always going to vote Democrat, right? Everything I've always said about this, it does not matter. All of this shit, and there's, all these people, like Scott Adams, talking about, hell, Donald Trump's persuasion skills and this, and as none of this matters, okay? There are people, they're going to vote Republican no matter what. There are people, they're going to vote Democrat no matter what, right? There's nothing that can happen that's going to prevent 99 out of 100 of the people. Actually, I dare go even farther than that. I would say 998 out of 1,000 Democrat voters, and the same for Republican voters as well, they are going to vote for the candidate of their party at the presidential level no matter what happens. It does not matter. The idea that people are being persuaded and that they're paying attention to what the candidates are saying, and that they're listening, and that they're thinking about it, and all of this is some masturbatory fantasy that so many people, and not just left-wing status, right-wing status too. Like I said, I mean, Scott Adams, he's a left-wing status, but we've got the Mike Chernovic, who, and I may be mispronouncing his last name, not doing that intentionally. You know, he's talking a lot about Trump. Adam Piggott, who does the blog Pushing Rubber Downhill. Anyway, I link to him a lot. He's in the sidebar, yada, yada, yada. He's a right-wing status, and he's like, yeah, Trump's going to win. And he made this prediction that Trump was going to carry all 50 states. I mean, guys, I like pornography also. Guys, gentlemen, dudes, men, boys, right-wingers, statist. And let's be honest, in this particular case, not very intelligent people. Mike, Scott, Adam, I like pornography also, but I don't think it's real. Your masturbatory fantasy that Donald Trump is going to win the election. On top of that, that Donald Trump is going to win all 50 states. I don't know what you're smoking, but you need to share it, because that is some good shit. Listen, people, all of you out there, you hear this, it doesn't matter what your fucking political goddamn ideology is. I don't give a fuck. What I'm about to say to you is a fucking fact. This is a fact. These are called facts. What I am about to say to you is undeniable. People who vote Democrat are going to vote Democrat no matter what. If Hillary Clinton put on a dildo and ass-raped an 8-year-old boy, the number of people who would see that and choose to not vote for her is statistically insignificant. If Donald Trump asked, does he have a daughter? He has a daughter, right? If Donald Trump ass raped his own daughter on television and then pulled his dick out and shot the cum in Katie Couric's face, hell, probably more people would vote for him. I promise you, fewer people wouldn't. There is nothing. People who vote for Republicans for president will vote for whatever Republican fucking shows up. You disagree. I don't give a shit. You're wrong. People who vote Democrat for president will vote for whatever Democrat, right? If Donald Trump had run as a Democrat, all the people who are in love with Hillary Clinton would be talking about Donald. They'd be voting for Donald Trump. If we could create an alternate earth where Donald Trump announced his presidency under the Democrat Party instead of the Republican, we could prove that I'm right. Everybody right now who you see calling Donald Trump a Nazi would be a Donald Trump supporter because he's running for president as a member of the Democrat Party. Okay, people do not think about this. The Democrats vote Democrat. The Republicans vote Republican. There's no thinking. There's no persuasion. None of them are sitting around weighing the issues and considering the candidate's positions and all this other fucking masturbatory fantasy that you people fucking engage in. It's not happening. Now, let's say you say, well, fine, great one, I accept that, but how do you know that means Donald Trump's not going to win? Because there's all those evil rednecks, and there's all those religious people, and they're all hate-filled, and they all hate black people, and they all hate women, and they're all Republicans, and they're all going to vote for Donald Trump. Okay, here's how I know this. Here's how I know this. 98%, yes, there are some exceptions, 98% of parasites vote Democrat. I would say somewhere in the realm of 65 to 70% of producers vote Republican. There are many producers who vote Democrat because it's like white guilt. Like here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we have this woman, her name's Pat Stryker. She has billions of dollars. She didn't work for it. It was left to her by her father who built Stryker Industries. You know, he died. She got the money. She's richer than fuck. She employs a lot of people. She creates a lot of yada yada, but she votes Democrat because, of course, she has white guilt. So there are a lot of people who are producers, but they still vote Democrat. There are almost no parasites that vote Republican. Now, just based on that right there, let's say your population is 50% producers and 50% parasites. Well, if 98% of the parasites vote Democrat, and that gives us somewhere around 25 to 35% of the producers voting Democrat, well, first of all, you already have a Democrat victory right there. But the split's not even. Parasites, you got everybody on welfare. Everybody on any form of welfare. You got all the femistatists. You have virtually every person with black skin. You have all the recipients of corporate welfare. And you have all the people who have government jobs. Yes, people who work for the government. Those are not producers. Those are parasites. They're mostly Democrat. Again, I promise you, you think I may... No. They're mostly Democrat. Government employees, mostly Democrats. Other than the military. Okay? You've got all the people who work at colleges. They're all Democrats. You have everybody in the media industry, all parasites, all Democrats. The population of the United States is a solid 70% parasite, at a minimum. Again, all the welfare recipients, everybody who works in the military-industrial complex, the colleges, the media, the corporate welfare whores, they're all parasites. The parasites don't just outnumber the producers. The parasites outnumber the producers 3-1. Donald Trump cannot possibly win the election short of election fraud because there simply are not enough people who would vote for him, as opposed to the sheer number of people who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton because they are parasites and they are terrified that one day they might have to actually do some fucking work and achieve something, earn something. It has nothing to do with what I was even going to talk about today, but what the hell? It made for a good introductory 25 minutes of the podcast, right? And seriously, that right there, that's all you need to know about the presidential election. That's it. Hillary Clinton is going to win because the parasites outnumber the producers. There are no parasites are going to vote Republican. They're not. Speaking of annoying people, in a previous cast I talked about the young woman I spoke to who declared that all Southerners are racist, and she was, you know, I talked about her virtue signaling and all this other shit. And after doing that and thinking about it some more, it just reminded me of some other aspects of the like young virtue signaling type females in her in her age range and demographic, but no, actually it's all of them. It is most all of them on the left-wing status side. Just one of the many things I've done somewhere, I know where they are actually, I have my notes about the differences between Republicans and Democrats, because some people say there's no difference between Republicans and Democrats. I'm one of those people. At the same time, there are differences between Republicans and Democrats, right? They don't have fundamental differences, right? Republicans and Democrats, they both want to take money away from other people, and they both want to control what other people do. In that sense, there is no fucking difference. But on a, what's the correct term for this? On a macro level, there's no difference. Their overall, their big picture thing is take stuff away from other people and control what other people do. But on the micro level, there are differences. You know, for example, one of them is Republicans very proudly tell you they voted Republican, right? People, I voted for Trump, or I'm going to vote for Trump, or whatever, I voted for Bush, yada, yada. Democrats, on the other hand, we say, well, who'd you vote for in the election? Well, I don't have to tell you, it's a secret ballot. That's always an indicator. One of these days I'm going to get the notes, I'm going to do the podcast. It's actually going to be really fucking funny and informative and educational. But anytime anyone will not tell you who they voted for or which way they voted, like on a ballot issue or whatever, anytime they will not tell you, I promise you, you go out and test this shit. That person is a Democrat. Democrats don't want to tell you how they voted because they know they are evil pieces of shit, right? People who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, they know they are evil pieces of shit. You'll never get them to admit it, but they know they are evil, worthless, lazy, stupid, selfish, hating white people, racist, fucking pieces of shit, and they know it. And that's why they're so secretive about who they vote. Republicans, on the other hand, Republicans have their flaws too, but one of them is stupidity. Republicans really think George Bush was a great guy. They're proud to tell you they voted for George Bush because they're so fucking dumb. They really think George Bush was swell. Oh, he is a great leader. He is a great man. He is a great guy. I'm proud I voted for George Bush. Democrats, on the other hand, they know that Obama is a piece of shit. They know that Obama is scum. They know that Obama's never had a fucking job in his life. They know that Obama may or may not be the father of those women he calls his daughters. They know that Obama is a murdering piece of shit. And that's why I don't have to tell you who I voted for. So there's a point to this, before I launched off on this. Well, I gotta think a second, remember what the fuck I was supposed to be talking about, because that was me tangenting. Oh, yes! Another difference. For the most part, Republicans don't shove their shit in your face. I'm talking to this girl the other day. It turns out she is a Mormon. She didn't try to shove Mormonism in my face. she mentioned, it's like, I work at the temple. And I'm like, the temple? What temple? She's like, the LDS temple. I'm like, oh, because they built a new temple here. I'm like, oh, yeah. I actually rode my bike past that the other day. And then we talked about other shit. And she didn't try to fucking convert me. She didn't fucking shove Jesus. Or wait, they're Mormons. Do they have Jesus? Do Mormons believe in Jesus? She, whatever it is that she believes in, the book of, she didn't try to shove anything down my fucking throat. But left-wing statists, liberal Democrats, just like this dumb bitch that I was talking to the other day. Well, everybody from the South is racist. It's like, oh, do you really think I want to hear your fucking political opinions? Right, think about this. Think about your own life. When somebody just fucking sort of out of the blues, and again, it's one thing if you like veer, like I have friends that I go out and it's like, oh, let's talk, you know, and it's very, oh, hey, we're going to talk about the presidential elections right now, right? We start that topic. We start that, it's really fucking obvious we're talking about politics. At that point, anything goes. That's fine. But I'm talking about fucking casual, hey, look at the weather. Dude, did you see that TV show the other day? Yeah, man, my freaking computer's running. I gotta do something. Man, I read this great comic book. Oh, you voted for Obama. Well, I don't really give a shit. Right? The kind of people who just, out of the fucking blue, have to come at you with their fucking politics. Well, that's nice, man. Yeah, I'm talking about going trail running and talking about, yeah, I was up there at the fucking Backbone and it was really nice. There's this great sunset. And you got to come back at me with motherfucking you voted for Obama? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go fuck yourself. This is one reason, there's thousands of reasons. This is one reason why I hate left-wing statist that little bit more than I hate right-wing statist. I can have a conversation with a right-wing statist that doesn't have to fucking revolve around George Bush is awesome and we should nuke the Middle East and kill all the Muslims if they don't want to convert to Christianity and gays are going to burn in hell and all this. But you try talking to a fucking liberal Democrat for more than 15 fucking minutes without hearing about tolerance or diversity or multiculturalism or how all white people from the South are racist, or, you know what, or Donald Trump is Hitler. Just try it. Have you ever been able to converse, providing you actually talk to left-wing statist, and if you don't, that's a good choice. Have you ever been able to talk to a left-wing statist for more than 15 minutes without them trying to covertly shove some kind of political fucking opinion into the conversation? I bet you haven't. Stop and think about it. Pay attention in the future as you go forward. See if I'm right. Yes, I know. There might be a couple of exceptions out there. But for the most part, 9 out of 10 left-wing statists cannot fucking go more than 15 minutes without trying to fucking tell you about how fucking perfect and wonderful and messiah-like and righteous they are because they vote Democrat. What's funny is I thought I was going to have low energy today. All right, I did that. I have a list. Let's go to the list. In my formerly nicotine-stained fingers. some of you get... What's this? No... Well, okay. Yeah, last Friday there was no podcast. You figured that out by now. I was just going to point out that you need to go ahead and deal with that. Now, before I forget about it, let me do this. I'm going to scan and post a couple of pages from this on the website. So I'm going through the old comic book collection. I'm reading some of my old comic books. And this is from, I think came out back in 1989. Sounds like a date I saw somewhere in here. This comic book, short-lived, it was from Eternity. I don't know if Eternity even exists anymore. It's called Dinosaurs for Hire. If you can find the back issues, and I know they collected them in a, what do you call it, graphic novel format, whatever it is. If you can find this comic book, it is so worth, it is hilarious. Oh my God, the political incorrectness and just the joke. Oh my, they lay off this one joke. Layoff. They fire off this one. So it's three dinosaurs, and they work for the government, and they shoot guns, and they beat people up, and they're just kind of badass. And I just, you have to read it. I cannot fucking truly explain the depth of this. And they're talking about shooting somebody, and like, yeah, we're all out of ammo. And then one of them says, well, I've still got the three bullets I was saving for the Beatles reunion. We could use those. And then, in the next issue, on the cover, it says something to the effect... I don't have it in front of me. I only have the one issue here. It says on the cover, outraged Beatles fan letter inside or something like that. And some guy wrote in and he's like, how dare you make that joke about three bullets for the Beatles reunion? That's so tasteless. And of course, this idiot was from Aurora, Colorado. It would take, out of a whole 50 states, it would take some fucking faggot from Colorado to be offended by that joke. This comic book is fucking hilarious. I'm going to scan two pages and put them up, and it's just funnier than fuck. Dinosaurs for Hire. If you can find it, buy it and read it. It's brilliant. All right. Another thing I've noticed many things lately. Here's something I've noticed. As you may or may not know, I maintain a presence on OkCupid, mostly for entertainment purposes, because I don't meet chicks there, because it just doesn't work for me, because I'm not good looking enough. And because my main assets are my voice, my talking ability, my attitude, all the things that don't work on the internet, where a chick just instantly looks at your picture. So anyway, I mean, then... Again, that is what it is. This is me stating a fact. I do not meet women via the internet. It does not work for me. Fact. But I keep my profile because it's entertaining as fuck. And looking at it lately and looking at chicks on there, it's interesting. I haven't got any conclusions on this yet, but it's interesting how many more and more women I'm seeing on there who identify as feminist. And some of them are almost normal looking. Like, you look at the pictures, it's like, oh, she's not unattractive. And you start reading some of the shit, some of the fucking novels they write about. It cracks me up that they just go on and on and on about themselves. And it's like, okay, whatever. But I'm weeding through it, and I'm, you know, giggling at a few things. It was like, she almost sounds normal. And then you get to the word feminist, and I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong? And it's like, oh, and suddenly I understand. It's like, because I'm looking at your pictures, and it's like, hey, yeah, she's kind of fucking cute. Like, if I saw her in real life, I'd go over and talk to her. And I'm reading about, you know, what she does, and this, like that. Oh, you have a real job? You don't work in a nonprofit? Oh, excellent. You know, oh, you don't fucking, you don't list Netflix as a hobby or an activity. You know, I just look at it and it's like, oh, then boom, feminist. And it's like, now I understand why you don't have a boyfriend. Question is, will you ever figure out why you don't have a boyfriend? There has been, upon the interwebs, and I know this only because I've seen things flashing by on the Twitterverse. Hang on, I gotta make a quick note. Prez elections. What I talk about. Left wingers can't shut up about politics. You gotta do show notes, man. Gotta fucking do show notes. And then I talked about the percentage of feminists on OkCupid, don't have a boyfriend. Apparently, I say apparently because I don't pay attention to the news, because I don't give a shit, because I'm not a fucking loser. Apparently, I know this because of the Twitterverse, there's been flooding in Louisiana, and apparently Obama is playing golf, and apparently there are people who are attacking Obama because, you know, it's, well, there's flooding in Louisiana, and what's Obama doing? He's playing golf. He doesn't care. Now, as opposed to later, far be it from me to defend Obama. But let me just inject a little fucking reality into the situation. Again, for those of you here who are anarcho-capitalists like me, and I thank you for listening, yes, anarcho-capitalism, blah, 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 blah. Let's just set that aside for a moment and let's talk about the world we actually live in. Okay, we live in a state of society and there's a blah, 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 blah. So there's flooding in Louisiana and people are saying, I have a fucking hair in my mouth. And that's not what people are saying. That's me. I have a fucking hair in my mouth. Unfortunately, it's not a woman's crotch hair because I like my women shaved. Oh, and anyway, before I digress too far on that one, what the fuck is I thought? It's great. Now I thought about shaved crotches and now my brain is fucked. Oh yeah, Obama golf flooding in Louisiana. Okay, people are like, Obama, he's playing golf. The guy, people, can we just shut the fuck up? Look, there are all these mechanisms in the government that when disaster strikes, whatever, they kick in, the shit happens. The idea that Obama personally, you know, and this illustrates one of the thousands of reasons why I hate statists so much, is that they look at politicians, especially the president, as a fucking messiah, as a fucking savior, right? As this godlike figure. Say, okay, there's flooding in Louisiana. Okay, so Obama cancels his golf trip and he gets on an airplane and he flies to Louisiana and he creates global warming in the process, right? And then he gets there and he gets out of the fucking airplane and there he is and he's Obama and he's in Louisiana. What do you think he's gonna do? Is he gonna like touch the water and purify it? Are you gonna like give him a loaf of bread and he's gonna make the fucking bread multiply into 1,000 loaves or something? And I know those of you who are liberal Democrats actually think he is literally a messiah. But they're not the ones who are complaining he's not there. It's the Republicans. He's not down in Louisiana. Well, what the fuck is he going to do? I mean, FEMA. If FEMA can't figure out how to do their fucking job. I mean, if Obama actually has to go down there and personally fucking oversee shit, then what are all the fucking local politicians, all the local bureaucrats, all the fucking local fire departments, fucking hospitals, police forces, the fucking state fire police, the fucking state bureaucrats, the state politicians, you got the federal bureaucrats, you got the FEMA, you got all, really? Obama needs to go down there and like what? Wipe these people's asses for them? Because they don't know what to do? Are you telling me that the government that you elected, that you support, that you provide tax money for, that you think should be, are you telling me that all these layers of government who should be doing something about the flooding, whatever, not like the fucking government, there's water, what are you going to do? Are you magic? The fucking flood is there. Suck it up, bitches. There's nothing you can really do about it. The only thing you can do is show up after the flood and give people my money. Does Obama really need to go down there and like personally wipe people's assholes because they don't know how to take my tax money and give it to people who built their house in a fucking floodplain? It's just like 9/11. It was like, well, George Bush just sat there and read that story. And as I've said before on this podcast, yes, he did. And that was the best fucking thing he could have done. Because George Bush has the IQ of a fucking turnip. And if there's people attacking the United States, you know, attacking people in the United States, when there's people, Muslims, remember, not Hindus, not Buddhists, not Mormons, when nasty, filthy Muslims from Islam, the fucking religion of peace, when nasty, filthy, disgusting, rapist Muslims who rape 14-year-old girls and stone them to death for not being virgins, and who fucking go to fucking European countries and rape women, and who throw homosexuals off of buildings, when nasty fucking filthy ass Muslims were flying airplanes into buildings, except for the Pentagon, because that airplane just magically vanished. Oh yeah, and then that one World Trade Center building just fell down all by itself, even though no airplane hit it. But anyway, when Muslims are flying airplanes into buildings, the last person I want in charge is George Bush. What was George Bush supposed to do? If the military of the United States and the fucking fire department in New York and the police, they need George Bush to come there and like tell them to do shit? Like, there's this building falling down. Was a New York City fire department just standing there doing nothing? Because they're, well, President Bush, he's not in charge. President Bush hasn't told us we should go to where that building just fell down and rescue survivors and put out the fire. So we're just going to stand here and do nothing. So there's some fucking flooding in Louisiana. What, is everybody standing around going, well, there's flooding, and look, there's some people that are trapped. They're up on the roof of their house, and they're trapped up there. But no, we're not going to do anything because President Obama hasn't come here yet and personally taken charge of the situation. So we're just going to stand here and do nothing. The idea that the President of the United States needs to be in charge of stuff. Oh, that is statism. The idea that you need this one magical person to show up and then everything will be alright. But we just, oh my God, George Bush, he didn't take control during 9/11. What the fuck was he gonna do? He's rich. He's not magical. Oh, there's flooding in Louisiana. Obama's playing golf. He's not taking control. What's he gonna do? Obama's black. He's half black, actually. But he's not magical. He can't part the fucking waters. This fucking infantilism that you fucking nitwit statists have, that whenever something goes wrong, you need the government, not just the government, you need the president to show up and take charge. Because you just can't fucking do anything on your own, because you're a goddamn fucking retard. Speaking of retardedness, you may recall some odd episodes ago of Stating the Obvious podcast, the podcast to which you are currently listening, and the fact that you're still here means you are among the most intelligent people on the planet Earth. I was on the interwebs doing something, and you may recall I ran across the trailer for the movie Batman vs. Superman. And that was the first time I saw it. I'm like, holy fuck. And I watched it. And my off-the-cuff instant reaction was cat. And I was like, holy shit, this could be a badass movie. Well, I finally watched Batman vs. Superman. Oh. Those of you who have already seen it, I'm sure you know what a disappointment this was. Oh my God. The only part that was really good was the actual fight between Batman and Superman up until the lame ass way, because I'm sitting there watching going, okay, this is not bad. But now obviously something's going to happen that Batman chooses to not kill Superman. And the way they dealt with that was pathetic. I won't do any spoilers in case, if you haven't seen the movie. You know, I give credit here. The movie is like almost a 2.5 hour runtime. And granted, I didn't watch the movie all in one setting. I watched it over the span of probably 3 or 4 days. But it didn't feel like a 2.5 hour movie. I give credit there. The pacing was very good. It did not have any slow moments to me. I give credit for that. And what's his face? Is it Ben Affleck? I guys, you know, I can't keep up with it. I thought he was pretty good as Batman. Guy who played Alfred, I was like, and Alfred is like this. In this, Alfred's like a tech genius or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And oh my God, the endless clips of Batman's parents getting killed. It's like, oh my God. Oh, the bats flying in the cage. It's just like, oh my God. I get it. Symbolism. I get it. But to just be fucking beat over the head with it. And the fucking ex machina bullshit of how Batman chooses not to kill Superman. And then throwing in Wonder Woman for whatever fucking reason. I guess they wanted to introduce her character. Has there been a Wonder Woman movie already? I don't know. You know, was it just the usual, well, we have these two of the characters and they're white men and we have to have some feminism power in here or some shit? I don't know. Lois Lane was fucking annoying. She should be dead. Ugh, I mean, the actual Batman-Superman fight was fairly cool. The rest of the movie was really pretty fucking miserable. Oh, God, and then Luthor, not Lex Luthor, but Lex Luthor's kid is in it, and he's like this, he's all psycho-y and weird and shit. And I was just like, really? It's like, what the fuck? Who wrote this shit? And, of course, you know, hey, but what the hell, at least it was a little bit original. There's nobody who's ever made, as far as I know, a Batman versus Superman movie. And, as I've talked about before, did an anarchy moment on this. Every movie I see these days is a fucking repeat. In fact, on the YouTube, where I'm currently not being banned, that is my most watched video, is every movie I see these days is a repeat. And we're still continuing. We got more Star Trek movies, we got more motherfucking remakes, we got more. I'll probably babble and bitch about that again in the future sometime, because it's on the list. Batman versus Superman, fucking terrible. Terrible. Just terrible.